Well, I bled blue blood from my back. Last night I was alone.
Was Lady Lamb's Aubergine and Nabucorfa from Dorothy Ashby. I was just having a heated discussion as everyone seems to be keen on these days with Bill about American politics and estoy harta completamente de la política. And everyone in Spain from my study abroad experience, my friends and host family there texting me, asking me what I think is going on, what I think is next. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So we'll just let the music speak, I guess, this morning. Other updates this week. It is Veterans Day this week, so really take some time to appreciate and reach out to any family or friends that have participated or given their time to America in that way, and then think about how we can promote peace instead of war moving forward. But also thinking about that tie into homelessness and all the other mental health and problems that can be associated with coming back from a state of war. So I'm going to be thinking about them tomorrow and have them in my hearts. And it's also my mother's birthday. And she's a veteran of her own, 4 daughters and quite a legacy. So happy birthday, Mom. I know it's a little bit early, but I love you. And I'm so glad that you are in my life. And on that note, we're going to just keep on listening to music this morning. It's about 10:10, and I'll try to take you on a journey with me that we can comment on in between. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this next song is from Tim Buckley.
New York name. In New York. 'cause I'm gonna miss you. Thank you.
Eso fue el cayuco de Tito Puente y el tumbao es el próximo. Cuban jazz tune coming up.
Hey!
La verdad sobre Trump es que la culpa es nuestra para elegir a una persona que te falta valores básicos. Valores como respeto, honestidad, una persona no machista, una persona no racista, no... Es imposible, pero tenemos los 4 años que viene para poder arreglar este país. Y tengo fe en este país. This is Guarimpumpe de Poncho Sanchez, and after this we have a couple more tracks. Keep on listening to WMFO in Medford, and keep the faith. Keep the faith if you can. I know there's been a lot of fear mongering happening, but their midterm elections, our democracy can function, it will function, and we can prove it as such. So stay tuned. Think is hilarious. It reminds me a little bit of It's My Party by Leslie Gore, with that tongue-in-cheek effect, and it also is kind of an inside joke, but not. There's this SNL skit that inspired the name to my radio show, actually, and it's with Kristen Wiig when she was back on the show a couple years ago, and she's at a dinner party, and this John Hamm is playing this character that's trying to play the piano. Everyone wants to see him play. And Kristen Wiig comes up and she's like, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. And no one is making her sing. And she doesn't realize. And then she's like, don't make me dance. Don't make me dance. And she can't get it on the beat. And she, you know, the whole hilarity ensues. But it's this kind of play with, you know, we all think that everyone wants us to do things when most of the time we're just going out on a limb and assuming that we're hip and going with it and hoping that we pass. And it's been interesting in my dance composition class because we've been reading Jonathan Burrows, who's a choreographer, and he had this little writing of dance philosophy or how to approach dance composition. And I found it really hilarious and helpful because he'll say something like, you could do this, or you don't have to, or you should do this, or not, or you should maybe think about having variation, or not at all, and realizing kind of the freedom within that. And one thing that really stuck with me was this one sentence, and it's kind of presented in a Nietzschean way, kind of these little dichos like throughout the couple pages that we had to read. And one of them is, sometimes it's hard to find a reason to dance at all. And I've been thinking a lot about that, and in context also of this show, you know, the lack of reason or the lack of ability to put a reason to why we're driven to produce or create or share our passions despite audience or lack thereof. Or with an audience, if you happen to have one, and sometimes it's hard to find a reason to dance at all, I think is a challenge and a truth. You know, it's a challenge to continue dancing, even if there isn't a reason, or continue listening to music, continue being a part and producing instead of consuming all this hateful and monotone media that you're seeing on Facebook or Instagram or wherever. Be your own person. Produce instead of just consume, and I think we'll be in a better place. So that's my little piece of philosophy for the day, I guess. We have a couple more tracks coming up that are going to be inspired by the amazing breakdancing that I saw this weekend at the Battle of Boston at Harvard on Saturday. And it was just amazing, and seeing everyone come out and give their best selves as a way of competing. You know, I don't think there are a lot of forms of competition where it isn't based on anything except delivering your own personal best and then having someone else try to top that. You know, there's no game, there's no trick to it. It's all raw and vulnerable and out on the floor. And it was so great to see. So here's a couple more upbeat tracks, and I'll try to fit in a PSA later down the road. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening so far.
Her blood was red, but now it's blue. She no longer smiles at you.
This is Boogie No More from Dorfmeister and Madrid de los Austrias. Now it's time for a PSA. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the U.S. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Those are some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
numbers, all those numbers. Give me guidance, oh Lord, I need that now. The day of judgment's come, and you can bet that I've been resting for this testing, digesting every word the experts say. Erogenous zones, I love you. Without you, what would a poor boy do? Found a girl I wanted to date. Thought I'd better get it straight. When I'm about before it's too late. Don't leave nothing to fate. I studied every line, every page in the book. And now I've got the real thing here. I'm gonna take a look. Take a look.
This is a grail.
I'm counting out time, hoping it goes like a planet, cause I understand it. Look, I found the hot spots, figures 1 and 9. Still counting out time. I got my finger on the button, don't say nothing. Just lie there still and I get you turned on just fine. You're rocking the songs, I love you. Without you, what would a poor boy do? Touch and go with 1 to 6. Trouble in zone number 7. Gotta remember all of my tricks. But 7 ahead in number 11. Get crucial responses. Sweet dilation of the pupils. Honey, get hit. It's time to unzip. To unzip, zip, 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 zip. Get my money back from the bookstore right away. Erogenous zones, I question you. Without you, what would a poor boy do? Without you, what would a poor boy do? Without you, mankind, hand comes from the blue.
There's some nonsense for you with Counting Out Time by Genesis. I have one more track for you today. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy Veterans Day to all. And happy new America. We have 4 years. Let's make the best of them with a new candidate, whoever it may be. This last track is one of my mom's favorite nonsensical tunes.
Yours and mine and one more chip who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me? That white tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I